Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 17, verse 3. Jesus said, "This is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth." You can sum up Christianity very easily with the expression, "It's not what you know, but who you know that counts." Christian faith is all about a personal relationship with God the Father and his Son, Jesus. Everything hinges on that. Here in Jesus' prayer to his Father, he reflects on the relationship that they enjoyed. They lived in complete unity, and Jesus expresses his desire that everyone else should experience a similar relationship. It's amazing to think that it's possible to have a personal relationship with the God of all creation and with the Son of God, but it is possible, because God has chosen to enter into a special relationship with us. In the book of Jeremiah, we learn about the new covenant that God wants to have with his people. God said, "I will be their God and they will be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, 'You should know the Lord, for everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already.'" It was a personal relationship with God which made the new covenant so different from the old covenant, which was based on rules and regulations. Through the centuries, the church has devoted huge energy to the writing of creeds and statements of faith. Enormous care has been taken to write these documents, which have undoubtedly been the result of careful reflection, sometimes over many years. But reciting creeds and signing statements of faith can never take the place of a personal relationship with God. It's even possible to become deeply involved in the life of a church and yet miss out on this entirely. Anyone can sing hymns or pray prayers or listen to sermons and serve coffee after the service, but it's having a vibrant, continual relationship with God, which starts now and never comes to an end, that really matters. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've invited us to know you. Help us to love you more dearly and follow you more nearly day by day. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening. I want to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.